This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God must delight in difficult odds. I think He loves to bring a great victory our way, especially when the odds are stacked against us. Because in this way, there can be no confusion or gray area as to how we overcame the situation in the first place. And so when I think of odds, I think of Gideon's story. And I did a little research, so let me tell you how the odds stacked up against Gideon. Well, as we know, Gideon was fighting the Midianites, and he starts with 32,000 men, while the Midianites stood at 135,000 men strong. So starting out, the odds are 4-1 against Gideon. Now, as the battle progressed on, God would dwindle his army down further, and Gideon's army now stood at 10,000, while the Midianites still stood at 135,000 men strong. What are those odds? 13-1. Finally, God would dwindle his army even further. Why? Because he wanted Gideon to know that God was pulling him through. God was winning this army for him. So it would be reduced 300 to 135,000. That would be 450-1. Those odds seem insurmountable. But of course, with God, nothing is insurmountable. So while your plan belongs to you, the odds always belong to God. And let us cling to these words. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. 1 Peter 5:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know that God is mastering all odds.